This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, August 27th. Well, wheat markets had a strong day yesterday with Kansas City and Chicago leading the way higher. Both were up about 13 cents. Minneapolis up about 3 cents. We're not seeing the leadership from spring wheat like I figured we would, but still all wheat markets are moving higher. And that comes despite corn being down a couple, soybeans being down 6. So the row crops kind of struggling to maintain any upward momentum, which is understandable as we head into harvest. But wheat is still able to move higher. We're still in kind of a trading range in wheat. We're just barely off the lows from where we've been for about a week or so, which is testing some notable support levels. And spring wheat never really had the sell-off, so we do see the winter wheat's kind of coming back more into alignment with where spring wheat is. Spring wheat has really just gone into a very narrow trading range and has been sideways for 2 to 3 weeks now. So clearly, we're finding very good support in the Minneapolis market. Even as the winter wheats will sell off, Minneapolis holds tough. And now again, like I was saying, you're bringing the winter wheats back more into alignment with the price action yesterday. I think this underscores where wheat is in relation to the row crops. We're clearly in a bull market. Fundamentals keep getting more and more bullish all the time. With the Stats Canada report coming out on Monday, you know, we expect that's just going to continue to tighten up world supplies. The International Grains Council finally trying to get more in line with where USDA is. They took world wheat production down 6 million tons. So they're sitting at 782 million. USDA is at 777. So they're still 5 million above where USDA is. And they're citing drops in production, Canada, Russia, the U.S., which is what we've been monitoring all season long. But we're finally putting some more finite numbers to this, you know, fine-tuning where production is with the Northern Hemisphere. And it's been a disappointing year, to say the least. But at the same time, demand has remained steady for wheat, if not improved. The corn market has dodged a huge bullet this year, at least in the United States. It didn't dodge the bullet in Brazil. And that's going to push a lot of demand to the U.S. for our corn, starting right about the time our harvest starts, which is just around the corner. So we expect to see good underlying support for the corn market. That will help wheat. But like I've said many times, wheat by itself is in its own bull market. And yesterday was a great example of how it can hold its own and even move higher despite pressure in the row crops. Now, export sales yesterday were pretty disappointing, 116,000 tons. That was below the low end of the range of estimates from 2 to 600,000. China canceled 27,000 tons, and unknown canceled 176. So China had been a pretty aggressive buyer of U.S. wheat. That looks like they're backing away from that somewhat, but it still doesn't change the underlying fundamentals that world stocks are declining rapidly, and demand is at least steady, if not improving. So that creates a very bullish situation for the wheat space. And it's not something that is going to be alleviated quickly. At best, we would see an increase in winter wheat plantings here in the U.S. and across the Northern Hemisphere, but we're not going to have that supply available to us until next summer. In the Southern Hemisphere, that crop's already been planted, and we're just starting the growing season there. So we'll have that supply coming into the world pipeline November, December, and so that there's just not a chance to increase plantings, much less increase world supply, until we get into next summer. And again, that depends on Mother Nature. A lot of it, are we going to have moisture to increase winter wheat plantings? It looks like the Southern and Central Plains has been getting some decent moisture. So perhaps that will motivate producers to put in wheat. It's certainly cheaper than growing corn and more heat or drought tolerant. But, you know, with corn prices the way they are and soybean prices where they are, it certainly got the farmers' attention that they could, you know, take that chance and go to the row crops rather than wheat, which has been the story for years, especially in the Central Plains, where we've seen wheat plantings decline every year for about a decade, except last year. There was a slight increase. So perhaps that tide is turning and we'll see more wheat acres go in. But it's encouraging to see the wheat market able to stand on its own, confirm that its trend is indeed higher. And when you look at what's our potential for increasing production and when will that come into the pipeline, that's a ways down the road. And so I think we'll be in this bull market at least until spring, and the battle for acres begins with spring wheat and corn and soybeans and barley and other, you know, canola up in the Canadian prairies. There's going to be, I think, another real serious battle for acres across not just the Midwest, but as you get into the Dakotas, Canadian prairies, where there's many options available to producers. That's really what it boils down to. Is spring wheat going to be able to retain those acres? And, I think that supports the market into early May, which is a typical seasonal time window. That very well could be a major high, either March or April, March or May, but I think it's probably early May. In the meantime, we're still looking at early October for the near term to be at least somewhat of a seasonal high, and then we get the southern hemisphere crop coming in. So we'll see most likely some pullback at that point, but in the bigger picture, I think our bull trend stays intact at least into early May, and then it just depends what weather gives us through next summer. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.